Hello, my name is Tamaya, and you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, ma'am. I had just seen that they were fixing to, do the 65 and older with pre-existing conditions and things. Do you know when you can sign up to get this vaccine, or is it not yet? I live in Lee County in Opelika.
Yes, ma'am.
And me and my husband, I'm 65, he's 69, and he has heart problems, and I have immune compromised. And I'm just trying to see when. I seen they're fixing to start it for our age, and I was seeing when or how you sign up to get the injection, the shot.
So would you like to pre-register?
Well, can you do that for the my age?
Yes, ma'am. Anybody can pre-register.
Okay. What would I do? I mean, is that like this is through the health department, right?
No, this is, we're located in Montgomery. We work for a third party. And what we do is we pre-register you for the county health department that you would like to go to. So we'll ask you what county. And then once we take down some general information, just name, a good phone number, your age, and an email address, if you would like to provide it, we send it over to them. And then once an appointment becomes available, they will reach out to you in regards to scheduling that vaccine appointment.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, if a shot comes up somewhere else during that time, we could still get it somewhere else too?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, it doesn't like say, okay, you can't go nowhere else.
No, ma'am. You will still be able to go wherever it is you please.
Well, if there's, well, you know, we just want to go where it would be the quickest way to get the injection, you know.
Right. I understand. But no, there's no restrictions on that, so you would be able to do that.
Okay. Honey, we can sign up for through the help. Well, it's not, they're a third party, but. Okay. Can my husband do his too, or?
Yes, ma'am. What county are you guys in?
Lee County.
Okay. Lee County has one location, and that's the Lee County Health Department located in Opelika. Does that work for you all?
Yes, that's fine.
All righty. What's the first name of the first person?
Alberta.
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 Yes, ma'am. Last name?
Sandifer. It's Sandifer.
And a good telephone number to reach you at?
I'll give you the home. Should I give them the home number?
Yeah, tell them to leave a message.
Okay, yeah. Will they leave a message or?
Yes, ma'am.
If we don't get it. Okay, it's 334-745-3192.
334-745-1392?
No, 3192. 3192.
Okay, so 334-745-3192.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have an email address you would like to provide?
Yes, I can do that because they'll put it on there too, right?
Is, yes, ma'am.
Is that what they do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's OUACHITA. And it's the numeral one, not O-N-E, but numeral one at yahoo.com.
And that's O as in Oliver, U as in umbrella, A as in apple, C as in car, H as in house, I as in igloo, T as in Thomas, A as in apple, the number one at yahoo.com?
Yes, ma'am.
And how old are you?
67. I had to think. 67.
Will your husband be using the same telephone number and email?
Yes, ma'am, all the same.
What's his first name?
Donald.
Same last name as Will?
Yes, uh-huh.
And how old is he?
69.
All righty. I've just submitted you guys this information. Thank you so much for providing that for me. You will be contacted once an appointment becomes available, and you will hear back from the Lee County Health Department about scheduling your appointment when one becomes available. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Well, I have a question. My son's disabled, and he lives with us, but he's 27. Would he have to do it himself? But he's on disability, and I mean, can I do one for him? I mean, when they do the 65, or you know, it says pre-existing. You know, if you smoke or whatever, I seen on there, can I sign up for him, or does he have to do this?
You can do it.
I can do it for him. Okay, yeah. Can I do that too? Because he lives with us, and like I said, he's on disability, and he's got several issues, and I just wanted to see if I could do it.
That's
now, I don't
fine.
Know if he'll be called at the same time, but.
That's fine. Go ahead.
As long as I'm on here.
Yeah, go ahead with his first name.
Okay, James.
Sandifer as well?
No, his name is Taylor.
Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Yes, ma'am.
Same phone number, or did you want to use a different one?
Same everything, because he lives with us.
Can you give me that email address again, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's O-U-A-C-H-I-T-A, the numeral 1, at yahoo.com.
Got it. And how old is he?
27.
All righty. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, ma'am, that's all. But like I had said, was you can, you know, even if they, some other place has it and we get an appointment, we don't have to go. We're not, you know, we have to go to wherever or wait for y'all to call, right?
No, you're not restricted. So if someone else calls you or you're able to find another place to get you in earlier, you're more than welcome to go with them.
Okay, thank you so much.
All righty, thank you so much for calling the vaccine line, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.